Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker. June is here, summer reading is underway, and what are some of the updates that patrons are now seeing as the Washington Public Library is circulating materials?
So yes, we're excited to be doing curbside service, and we've been doing that for a couple weeks now. It's turned out really, really well, very busy. So Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you're able to call the library and schedule to pick up books curbside. It is contactless, so we just put a card outside, and then you have 15 minutes to come at your designated time to come and pick up your books. And we also have summer reading going on at the same time. So alongside with the curbside, if you are participating in our summer reading, you will also have like a pack of, you know, if it's the Princess Day, you'll have something out there for that if you pick up books for your kid. Or, you know, if it's a dragon theme, you'll have something to do with that. So it's kind of like a take and make sort of bag for each week. So that's what's going on with that. We also have opened up the library on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The doors are still locked, but we do have designated times that people can call the library and come in and utilize the computers for things like filling out unemployment forms, faxing forms, maybe for Social Security or things that are necessary during this time, and also for filling out other things like workforce development, things that we haven't had a lot of access to. So we're cleaning a lot after each use, and so we're being very cautious here. This is a service that we have opened in Washington County. I don't believe other area libraries have opened it yet, but we felt we were kind of at a point now that it's safe enough to come in and do that part. We do have our shelves still roped off, and so there's no browsing or anything like that. So it's a very small space that people just come in, get on the computer, do their faxing, do their copying at a certain time, and it's worked out really well this week for us.
And if people have laptops or other devices, can they access the library's Wi-Fi if they park out front?
Yes, that's been a very popular thing, and we're very, very thankful for that continued service. So people can be outside on the sidewalk and use our extended Wi-Fi that goes out up the street. In fact, I saw somebody over at the park using it, so I do think it extends pretty far over there. And we've made sure that signal remains stable, too, during this time. So that's also something that we will continue to offer.
And when people check out materials, how should they return them?
We have both drop boxes open now, so we're actually calling people that have not, you know, we didn't have the drop boxes open for a while there, just for safety for both patrons and for my staff here. And so now both drop boxes are open, and we do have a quarantine-type process. So you can drop off the books in the book drop, and then we go ahead and quarantine the books for 7 days, and we have a process going on with that. So they are safe when you do curbside if you order books that way. So yeah, you're free to go ahead and bring back all of your books now. And I am having some of my pages start calling people and reminding them that this is the time to start bringing back books. And so overdues don't start accruing. We'll waive them for the time period that we've been closed and had the book drops closed. But like I said, our doors will remain locked. It's appointment only for services that we offer at this point, and probably through the end of June at least. We'll reassess at that time.
And why is it important for parents to encourage their children to read during summer? They've been out of school since mid-March.
Yeah, so it's just the first day of summer reading, we saw so many kids going by the windows looking at the dragon that we have out front for summer reading. The theme is Imagine Your Story. And so creativity is huge, and I hope that parents are really promoting that. I know doing everything virtually right now is really, really hard, but you can go window shopping by the library. So we have all kinds of children's books displayed out there, new ones that we've gotten in. So you can call the library and say, hey, I want to check this book out, and then schedule a time to come in the next week and pick that up, or the next 2 days later. Usually it's a two-day turnaround. So that is a great thing. We've seen a lot of kids point to books, and we're so excited to finally be able to get those out and in the hands of children again for print reading. Stephen Moore is coming, Washington Writer Workshop, and that will be on June 26th at 10 a.m. And Stephen Moore is from here in Washington, and he earned his BA in English from the University of Iowa in 2010 and his MFA in Creative Nonfiction from Oregon State in 2016. He's published a book, The Longer We Were There, a memoir of a part-time soldier. And he received a 2018 AWP Award for Creative Nonfiction, which tells the story of the author's 7 years of service as infantryman in the Iowa National Guard. So this is a really neat thing that he's zooming in for this. And so if you want to find out more information, call the library at 653-2726 or email Leanne Coons, so leanne.coons@washington.lib.ia.us to sign up for that.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.